Welcome to Your Healing Place podcast with Linda and Mindy. It is our desire to address common concerns of how abortion and faith intersect in order to validate the emotional pain and grief that abortion can bring and give hope that recovery is possible. Linda, you and I are here today to talk about triggers and not from a professional point. We're not counselors, professionally trained, you know, therapists or any of that. But we've had our own triggers, and we've talked to people who've been triggered by their abortion experience. And so we just kind of want to talk about what that can look like in a person's
life. Sometimes it just is total side blinding you. You know, you don't see it coming at all.
Yeah.
And these things could just kind of hit you at any stage in the healing process.
Yes, I would. Yes, 100% agree with that. And I would think kind of what I think of when I think of a trigger is something that you don't see. So like, you know, when an animal's going through wood and it triggers a trap, you know, you don't see it. You never really see it coming. And then it hurts, like, you know, it stings or it takes control of you or your emotions are done or, you know, whatever happens.
Partly because you didn't expect it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you think you're healed.
That's what makes it worse. Mm-hmm.
You think you're safe. You know, you think you're okay. And then boom, somebody says something. And you had a text today from somebody.
I did. A gal that we had been through Bible study together and she was doing really well. And somebody at work says, do you ever hope to have any children? And that just triggered her. She wasn't expecting it and didn't know how to answer it.
Mm.
And so it can come out of the blue.
Poor thing. Did she say how that response, what her response was?
She didn't tell me specifically. She was texting me to say, please pray. I don't know how to deal with this. So, yeah.
And there's a really good point of having somebody in your circle who can be praying with
you. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have had triggers in my life, and I can recall there was a time when I couldn't even say the word abortion without this strong emotional response if somebody was talking about it or whatever. And I either whether I knew it was going to happen or not, because I remember I had a class, a college course where we were doing a wasn't debate class, but it was more of I can't remember what it was called, but we did have to kind of not really debate, but present both sides. And she wanted to do the topic of abortion, and I was totally unhealed. And so I, and not understanding anything about that there was a possibility to be healed, I just privately pulled her aside and said, my instructor, and said, can I please step out of this? I don't think I can do this. And
you didn't tell a lie or anything. Yeah.
I'm sure she figured it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but I was like, I just don't think I can handle this emotionally. And she let me sit that one out, which probably actually the whole class was probably going, she's probably had an abortion. I mean, it's probably that's what happened, you know, because I couldn't do it. And now I can talk about it and it doesn't bother me because I've had healing, but the trigger just comes. And so it can trigger crying. You know, it can make you have heart palpitations, you know, anxiety, extreme anxiety, maybe even panic attacks, you know, and people are triggered by all kinds of things. So did you have
triggers? It can be something that's said to you, or it can be an event in life. Sometimes a trigger can even be like the birth of a granddaughter, you know, which is a wonderful event, but then you're holding this baby realizing, you know, it takes you right back to the abortion. Or not being able to have other children, or just life events that are going to happen to us. And it takes us back to the pain of that decision.
Oh, that is so true. And it reminds me of a woman I knew that after multiple abortions, she felt like she was fine, but it wasn't until she saw the ultrasound of not even her first grandbaby, but a grandbaby. And she saw the ultrasounds of all the others, but this one hit her and she realized. So it's interesting how we can compartmentalize things so much. And then all of a sudden something comes along, but is a trigger bad? I mean, what is it revealing in us?
Maybe just God taking us a little bit deeper into that healing. So it may not be bad if it's what he's doing in our lives to maybe there's a little pocket of something in there that is not quite healed. And I think we should be open to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I would think that God is allowing something for us to see, to say, hey, there's still something here I need to deal with. And I want you to come to me for this. I'm the only one that can re really resolve this and heal this properly.
It's like when
So
there's a wound, the pain is a good thing
true.
because the pain says there's something wrong here that needs to be
Right.
healed.
Oh, good
Right.
point. Really good point. And I remember, Linda, we were recently at that conference in CareNet, that pro-life conference, and you know everybody there is there for the same basic reason, you know. And yet there was a gal that mentioned that in our breakout session that somebody triggered her. She had abortion in her past, and something that somebody said there triggered her. And it more than likely it wasn't intentional because we're all pretty sensitive to the topic there, but still triggered her.
One
So.
thing that often triggers us that we don't see coming is going to the OBGYN and on that intake form when it says number of previous pregnancies. I think we've all hit that have abortion in our past. Like, okay, now what do I put down? And if it's the first time someone's done that since the abortion, that can be a real trigger because it's like in your
That's so
face
true. That's so
that
true.
I was pregnant and
So
now I'm
true.
not.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but those are things that I don't usually answer. Just to be very transparent and honest. And especially if I'm going in, I always tell people, you know, when you're going in for the flu, like say you're going to the urgent care and they're doing that intake and they're asking you how many pregnancies you had, I don't feel like it's relevant. I don't answer that question. But there is a sense of not wanting to reveal, you know,
That there's
there.
still some shame there.
Yeah, maybe a
Although
little bit.
I had one friend that actually was, I don't even know if it was an OBGYN, but it was a doctor's form. And she went ahead and put on there that she had had. And I think she even said that the form actually said, have you ever had an abortion before? And she actually put, yes, worst decision of my life. And that opened up just a fantastic conversation with this doctor who turned out to be pro-life. And she was able to talk about healing and some of the resources that she knew were available for healing.
Oh, wow.
So some of those situations can actually open a door even.
Yeah.
And like you said, it shows whether we're healed or not if we can
Yeah.
be open and
And
there's
talk
not
about it.
shame there.
Yeah. Yeah. And if God is, you know, bringing up these things and you can no longer hide behind this, that's a big indicator you need to get healed and you need some healing in your life. And he's so gentle, you know, he's not doing it to hurt us. Like you said, he's doing it to help us understand that there's a peace here in your heart and in your life that is not sanctified. Thank you for listening. This podcast was inspired by the many conversations had through the years with women struggling from the emotional pain associated with abortion. Thank you for allowing us into your healing journey. Subscribe on major platforms or podcasts can be heard. Learn more about virtual abortion recovery healing at www.anevenplace.com. The link is in the show notes.